With smoking rates now dipping below 12% of the adult population, it'd be tempting to declare victory on the war against nicotine. But just when the nation seemed to have quit for good, nicotine seems to be making a small but significant comeback. Figures quoted in this week's Medical Journal of Australia show the burgeoning popularity of illegal electronic or e-cigarettes among current or former smokers. William Verity looks at whether or not e-cigarettes can provide a public health benefit.
Although it is illegal in Australia to sell or even to possess a nicotine electronic cigarette or e-cigarette, it seems there's no shortage of smokers willing to break the law. A paper published in the Medical Journal of Australia this week shows that over the 3 years to 2013, the rate of e-cigarette users or vapers doubled to almost 20% of all current and former smokers. That evidence is good news for those looking to legalise vaping in Australia.
Well, I'd like to see nicotine e-liquid legalised so that people can get them just as easily as they can get cigarettes.
Dr. Attilo Danko founded the New Nicotine Alliance, an advocacy group for e-cigarettes, in 2013 after vaping helped him stop a smoking habit he started when he was just 11 years old.
We don't normally regulate things which are less harmful more strictly than things that are more harmful. It'd be a bit like outlawing sparklers, but letting dynamite be freely sold.
He sees vaping as a powerful harm minimisation measure, in the same way that methadone is used for heroin addicts. But not everyone is convinced. Veteran anti-tobacco campaigner, Emeritus Professor Simon Chapman from the University of Sydney's School of Public Health, says this would not be the first time that smokers had been fooled by fake health promises.
In the history of harm reduction, we've had two monumental failures. We've had filter cigarettes. All the publicity about them was that it was going to reduce tobacco-caused disease, and it didn't. And then we had the Lights and Miles fiasco, which the ACCC eventually banned and fined the companies. We should learn from that.
He quotes a study that says 7 out of 10 vapers are also smoking tobacco, and that simply reducing the amount you smoke may achieve little.
There's not a lot of evidence that cutting down cigarettes actually reduces your risk. And so people are fooling themselves if they're doing both things. And I think that that's plainly what the scenario ahead is going to be looking like.
Professor Chapman quotes a study published this week in the British medical journal The Lancet that concluded that vapers were 28% more likely to continue smoking than people who simply quit altogether.
I'm sceptical at the moment. I'm not opposed to them. I believe that if they are good for cessation, then the manufacturers ought to show that evidence, like any other manufacturer of any drug, to the Therapeutic Goods Administration. Now, they haven't done that.
His concern is that once vaping becomes legal, it'll be hard to put the genie back into the bottle if the health benefits turn out to be nothing more than a smokescreen.
We've got a natural experiment in this country where we've got smoking rates down to the lowest of any country in the world. I think that we can afford to wait a little bit to see what is happening in some of those other countries. And if we can learn from them, then we should.
Professor Simon Chapman ending that report by William Verity.